Evening to everybody, thank you. We'll see how far we get. Discuss a few, I was told, a few things to do with Purim and Shabbos Ocha. My favorite, what I saw recently, the Mefarshim asked a question in the Nusach of Shoshanas Yaakov. We say, Oro Haman asher bikesh la'abdi, cursed is Haman who wanted to destroy me. Baruch Mordechai ha'Yehudi, and blessed is Mordechai ha'Yehudi. The Yehudi means the Yid. So the Mefarshim bring up that you'd expect to find the Dovah v'hipuchai, something with an opposite. So if you say, Oro Haman asher bikesh la'abdi, who wanted to destroy me, so it should say, Baruch Mordechai asher hitzilani, who saved me. Or say, Oro Haman asher bikesh la'abdi, Baruch Mordechai, sorry, Oro Haman ha'agogi, curse to Haman ha'agogi, Baruch Mordechai ha'yehudi. Why, by Haman do we describe what he wanted to do, and by Mordechai we describe who he was? I saw an answer brought down, I've forgotten the name of the, it sounded like a Rav from Hungary, and he said the following. He says that Yehudi was not, we're not describing who Mordechai was, we're describing what he did. The Gemara says in Megillah that when the Megillah introduces us to Mordechai Tzadik, it says, Ish Yehudi haya b'shoshna bira, b'shmoi Mordechai ben Yoi ben Shimi ben Kish ish Yemini. So the Gemara asks the Stira, was he from Yehuda? Ish Yehudi implies he came from Shev Yehuda, and it finishes off, Ish Yemini, he came from Binyamin. Was he from Yehuda? Was he from Binyamin? So there's different answers. One answer, the Gemara says that they both claimed he came from them. Each one took his claim to fame. Rabbi Yochanan says over there that the reason why he's called Yehudi is really from Shev Binyamin. Ish Yemini, he was from Shev Binyamin. Why is he called Ish Yehudi? Says Rabbi Yochanan, because Yehudi, anybody who's kaifa by Avodah Zarah, anybody who denies Avodah Zarah, is called a Yehudi. Anybody who's kaifa by Avodah Zarah is called a Yehudi. So Mordechai HaTzadik, by not bowing down to Haman, because he had to tell him, he's therefore termed, he's coined as a Yehudi. Because he was a Yehudi, he was kaifa by Avodah Zarah. What happened because Haman HaRosha, he insisted everybody bows down to him, Mordechai HaTzadik didn't bow down because he was a Yehudi. Because he didn't bow down, Haman got very frustrated, upset, and he wanted to kill him. And the Megillah says, "Vayivas be'enav lishloach lo b'Mordechai levado." He didn't just want to kill Mordechai HaTzadik. From that became his whole gezeira of kinyan klal yisrael, which eventually led to the Nes of Purim. So the term Yehudi, therefore, is lav dafka. So Yehudi doesn't mean he was a yid, telling us who he was. Yehudi means the person who was kofa by Avodah Zarah. We're describing an action rather than describing who he was. So Itach is saying, Oro Haman asher bikesh la'abdi. That's what Haman did. What did Mordechai do? Mordechai was a Yehudi. Mordechai was a Yid. That's what he did. He behaved like a Yid. And by behaving like a Yid, so that, from there, Haman got upset, like we said, and the whole Geula, the Hemshech of him making Gzeira and Esther Malka and so on, they all came from his Yehudi, from the fact that he behaved like a Yid. And many times, when the Yidin feel, they'd do better off if they behave. You know, the Goyim would like us more if we behave like them. And that's not Mordechai's attitude, it's this Yehudi. Okay, he behaved like a Yid, that's what he did, and that's what brought the whole Geula. I don't know who said, there's a phrase they say in Yiddish, either the Yidin machen Kiddush, either they separate themselves in a holy way, either the Goyim machen Avdolah. They already teach us who's who. So, Taka, Baruch Mordechai Yehudi, Yehudi is what he did, not what he was. I heard once that when the Chaznish was Nifta, Shlomo Brevda gave a hesped, and he said, if you want to describe the Chaznish, he said, an apt way to describe him was, Chaznish was a Yid, he was a pure Yid. So what do you mean? So I don't know if this was his example, but just to explain what he meant, you have different, you can come from different countries sometimes, you know, Ram Zechayn with the Svat, there's a bit of Chaparai, you go to Mir, so the Americans make fun of the British, and the British make fun of the Harrys. They don't exactly see eye to eye in the dining room. But in the Beis Medrash, you can find plenty of chavrusas where different countries mingle together. Why is that? Because we all start off as Eden, if you live in England, you get Vina Shvi, you somehow get influenced by the British culture, and there's some, whatever you call it, some...
Something rubs off.
So there's some English in the Yid, something English in the Yid. And the person in America, he starts off as a Yid, and there's something American about him, because he's lived all these years in America. So when they're learning together, who's with who? It's the two Yidden together. So the two Yidden are two Yidden. Of course they can get along. But if they're in the dining room together, then the Amerikanerschaft comes out with the Englishkeit, and then it's the English culture vis-a-vis the American culture. So he said the Chaznish was a pure Yid. Chaznish was a Yid that he wasn't influenced in any way by anything else besides Yiddishkeit. So he was a Yid, and that was Mordechai Tzadik. It's not who he was, it's what he did. He was a Yehudi. And somebody pointed out to me that if you look at the Megillah is full of the word Yehudi. Ish Yehudi, starting off with Ish Yehudi, and then the Yehudi Moshe Oira, the Kibra Yehudim, the Kol Amei Oret Misyadim. This is repeated over and over again. And this comes to teach us that's what the Yidden realized at the time, although when Mordechai Tzadik didn't bow down to Haman, I mean, some people must have looked at him and said, you know, why do you have to stick out like a sore thumb? He'll be upset. He's an influential person. There must be some type of heter. Go on, bow down and look what's happening. And what taka happened? They said, when the Xeri came out, they said, you see, you were wrong. Why were you this action who had to not bow down? You would have bowed down, you would have saved the whole Xeri. Little did they realize it was Mordechai HaYehudi, it was the Yardus. He behaved like he did, and eventually the whole schus of Esther Malka and Mordechai Yehudi were because they were Yidden. So that's a nice one. Shoshana Yaakov, Baruch Haman Hashmikah Shavdi, Baruch Mordechai Yehudi. The Emma says I remember when Yad Vashem had this whole exhibit about a certain German family who were very aristocratic. And for 100 years, 150 years, they had connections with the Kaiser and whoever it was. They were a wealthy family, an affluent family. They owned palaces and they were so prestigious. They actually had their own coat of arms. They had their coat of arms there. And,
Family crest
it was. And when the Nazis rose to power, they made a formal request that they would baptize. They would relinquish their Yiddishkeit and they should be treated like Goyim. They were in the Kurav Lemalchus. And the Yimach Shimon, they didn't accept them. They said, you're Jews like all the other Jews. And they stripped them their property. And eventually their fate was with the rest of German Jewry. And sometimes, if I may say, you know, the Goyim realized we're Yidden, and the Goyim realized we're all one group, even more than ourselves. All this anti-Israel, anti-Semitism, they put us together. We don't necessarily look at it that way, but they, as far as they're concerned, a Yid is a Yid. And the way to deal with that is Taka to behave like a Yid, and Be'ezus Hashem, like Baruch Mordechai Yehudi, he behaved like a Yid, and he was kofed by Avodah Zarah, and there was Zeichah Yeshua. There's a vort which is, I always thought it was the Vilna Gaon, but I saw it's from Kol Eliyahu B'Shem de Keheles Yitzchok, maybe it was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. He brings the Medrash. The Medrash brings in Medrash Esther. Keheles Yitzchok. Keheles Yitzchok. It's in the Kol Eliyahu. The Medrash Rabbah in Esther Pei Zayin, Siman Tes Zayin. The Medrash brings the famous Medrash when the Igros were signed, that Klal Yisrael are going to be destroyed, going to be annihilated. Then Mordechai Tzadik, B'shar Shenechnu was Oysen the Igros, and Nastam Yad Haman, Ra Mordechai Gimel Tenoikas. Mordechai saw three children who were returning from school, coming back from Talmud Torah. They're coming in Beis Sefer, the Medrash says. V'rat Mordechai Chareb. Mordechai ran after them, and he said to the first one, Psykli Psukech. Tell me what you learned today in Cheder. So the first boy says to him, the pasuk Al tiro mi pachat pisaim mishares v'shoim kisove. We say after Aleinu, don't be scared of a sudden pachat. So Mordechai says to the second boy, what did you learn? So the boy said, we finished off with the pasuk, the second one, Utsa Vesufa. They will think up an idea against Klal Yisrael and Vesufa, and it will be annulled. He says to the third one, what did you learn in school? So the third one said to him, about Zikna Anihu. That's the third pasuk we say all three together. So Medrash says, Kivin Shasham and Mordechai, when Mordechai heard these three psukim sochach, he started laughing, v'hayasameach simcha gedoyla. And he was happy, he realized the Yeshua is in sight, although nothing had happened yet. So the Medrash brings Haman was not far behind him, and he was following this whole dialogue. Shali Haman, mahi zaysa simcha shesamachta, the divrei atinoikas, what's this thing, what made you so happy, what the tinoikas said? Amalei, so Mordechai said to Haman, abasuris tovah shebisruni. They gave me good news. We shouldn't be scared. I mean, I'm hearing Pachat Pisaim would say it's a Vesufa, Vazikna, and you got nothing to worry about. Haman was so angry. Haman said to Mordechai Tzadik, if you're happy because what the Tinoikas, so to speak, prophesied for you, he said, I'm going to start killing the Tinoikas. Because he started killing the Na first. He wanted to kill the children in front of their parents. So as soon as he heard this, he was happy. Mordechai was happy, and Haman was even more angry. He said he's going to start with the Tinoikas, because the Tinoikas, Kilu, the Vaser, they gave the good news about the Yeshua. So the kind of Sitzchak asked, what's the significance of these three psukim? There's plenty of psukim in Tanakh, which describe Klal Yisrael's victory over their enemies, v'nafnu lo'yveichem v'fneichem v'charev, or, there's plenty of psukim. Why did he choose Altim Pach Pisoim, Utsa Isra Sufa, Azikan Anhu? So he says a tremendous word, which is Negea to, I think he says it in his part on Parsha Zoch. He says like this. He says, Amalek came to fight the Eden three times over the course until Purim, till the story of Purim. That was the third time Amalek came to fight with Klal Yisrael. The first time was in Parsha B'Shalach. That's what we learn in Kisaitse, describing the war in Parsha B'Shalach. What happened in Parsha B'Shalach? Klal Yisrael had just experienced, you see, it's Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael will Allah, Gova, Shomu, Amin, Mirgozum. Everybody was scared of them. Came Amalek, suddenly, and they like Chazal say, they jumped in the Ambati, they jumped in the hot bath, and they called it off. Ashikocha Baderech. So the Kanes Yitzchak says, that was the Bechina of Pachat Pisoim. It was a sudden thing, because it was unexpected. Nobody expected at that time in Klal Yisrael on such a high for anybody to start up with them. Everybody was scared of them. So Atira Mipachat Pisom refers to time one, to the first time when Amalek came to challenge Klal Yisrael. Atira Mipachat Pisom, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them, as we know. Time two was in Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas, the Amalekim came to fight with Klal Yisrael before they entered Eretz Yisrael. The Amalekim knew Klal Yisrael have a wonderful Koyach HaTfilah. So what did they do? They did a whole shtick on Klal Yisrael. They dressed up as Kananim. And they pretended to be Kananim. And the idea was that Klal Yisrael are going to daven for Kananim, against the Kananim. And they're not really Kananim. Rashi brings over here, Vayishma Kananim Melech Harot, Kibo Yisrael Derech HaSorim, Vayilochim B'Yisrael. So Rashi says it was really Amalek. They spoke like Kananim, Kadesh Yir Yisrael Mispalim, Lachadosh Baruch Hu Lassis Kananim B'Yodam, Vehin Eilom Kananim. Rao Yisrael Levashem Kavush Amalekim. So Yidin saw they were dressed like Amalekim. Leshoin Am Lashon Kanan, but they're speaking like Kananim. Amru, they said Mispalat Stam. So they said, well, we're done Stam. Im Nosin Titin Takad, that's the next pasuk. Vayidin Yisrael. They made the net and they said, Nosin Titin is Amazeh. Biyadi, if you give this nation, whoever this nation is, they look like Amalekim, they're speaking like Kananim, the Eden, Daman, whoever they are, if you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, deliver them in our hands, Machram Tesarem, they promised to be Makdish, the spoil, and that's what happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them. So the Kanes Yitzchak says, beautiful, that's the second Pasuk. The second Pasuk, Utsu Eitzah V'Sufah, because Amalekim came with an Eitzah, they came with a plan, they came with this whole, shtick, on Klal Yisrael. So that's the first pasuk is Altim Pachat Pisaim. The second pasuk would say to the Sufa. The third time says the Kodesh Yitzchak was the story of the Megillah. So the Medrash says that Haman, when he made this gezeira to destroy Klal Yisrael, he was challenged by some other I can't remember who, he was challenged by some of his friends, and they said to him, it's not worth starting with Klal Yisrael. Look what happened to Mitzrayim. They started out with Klal Yisrael, look what happened to them. They drowned in Yom Suf, and they brought many, they cited many examples of people who started out with Klal Yisrael, whether it was Sikh and Oig, I don't remember. They said, look, don't start up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not worth your while. What was Haman's response? And it came about his skin. The Rebbeinu Shloilem, Kaviyochel, is really old. They started with the Kaddish Baruch when he was young. Chas v'Shalom, we know that there's no such thing by the Kaddish Baruch. But that's what Haman's Taina was. Elchanami, I would never start with the Kaddish Baruch when he was younger. That's what Mitzrayim did. That was foolish. But now he's really old. I'll manage this time. So that's why the third pasuk is Vatzikna Anihu. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haman saying, Zikna, Rebbeinu Shem has been through so many years, is already not effective anymore. V'atzikna anihu. I'm the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I haven't changed. Many years have passed, but Rebbeinu Shem's Koyach, as we know, doesn't diminish in any way. So that's where Mordechai Tzadik saw, says the Keres Yitzchak, the Klal Yisrael were going to be victorious. Because he saw so clearly in these three psukim, which refer, they allude to the three times, Amalek starts with Klal Yisrael, Atim v'pachat pisoim. Is the pisoim straight after Mitzrayim. Utu Eitz of Sufa is when they dress up. And Vatzikna Anihu refers to the story of the Megiddo.
How come no reference to the time of Shaul, Amalek tried getting rid of them?
I mean, that was before, and he left Agog alive. I mean, why is there no reference of that time?
Yeah.
Very good. I mean, that was another time. I don't know. There was another time in between. Yeah. So maybe one can add, I don't remember where I saw this, but I think it stems very nicely. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu works two ways. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu works with Nisim Giluyim. E.g. Yisus Mitzrayim, that was a Nes Galui. The whole Nes of the Megillah was a Nes Nista. It was Nisim Nistorim. It wasn't Nigla. If you look at the story of the Megillah, you don't see any particular Nes, which is Mechutz Derech HaTeva. It seems to be all, well, it's all woven within Teva. I heard once, I don't think mine would say, oh, Rabbi Eli Cohen, he lived in Liverpool he was in Liverpool Koyal. So he once got a knock on his door in the evening, and there was a non-Jewish woman there, and she says she's head of the ladies auxiliary or something of the local Tifla. Local Tumah, and they have speakers once a month. They have these social evenings, and they want a rabbi to come and address them. So she asked him if he would come and speak. He said yes, and then he's wondering what he's going to speak about to a group of religious non-Jewish women. So he thought he'll go through with them the Jewish calendar. He'll go through the Jewish calendar and describe the different festivals we have and make them a bit maybe. Give us some education on Yiddish Yom Tov. So he starts off Rosh Hashanah, Day of Judgment, beginning of the Jewish New Year. Okay, that makes sense.
Thursday.
Yeah, then there's the 10 Days of Atonement and Yom Kippur. We fast, we don't eat, we're like angels and so on. Sukkot, Tabernacles, the Nesim and Anah Kovod, you know, the Anah Kovod, they kind of climate control, and the Eden had whatever they needed. The clothes grew with them. Kodesh Baruch protects them. And then he gets to Hanukkah during the Temple era. Then the Greeks, and they didn't have any oil, and they had one little pach, and it eventually burned for 8 days. So we light them up. Then he gets to Purim. So Purim is telling me all about the Nes of Purim and about what we do on Purim. So a lady says, "What's the miracle here?" She said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, what's the miracle? I mean, it's a nice story, but, you know, so it happened." She wanted to know what the miracle was of Purim that we're celebrating. Because there is no open miracle. She couldn't see the miracle. It was a story which seems like... seems like there's nothing involved. But we know it's an Nes Nista. So that's Purim is different, and we can very much relate to Purim because we see the whole time this hashkachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's controlling the world, and sometimes we think we made a mistake and all ends up good. We see how it ends up good. There's this beautiful hashkachas, so everybody experiences in their in their own lives. So Purim is an es nista, and Al Yom Tov Nisim Galuyim. I think Reb Gedalia Shor, or maybe even from earlier Maral the Tzvasemes, or Reb Tzadik, they say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he behaves in a nigladika form, it's called Ani. Ani. For example, by Yisir Tzachayim, Kachatzois Laila, Ani Yotzeh B'Soich Mitzrayim. In Golos, when it's an Es Nista, and Hashem is not behaving openly, then we term Hashem as Hu. For example, in Kedusha on Shabbos, we say, in Golos we say, Hu Elekeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu, Hu Maishienu. For who Yashmeinu Brachma Shenis, Hashem will redeem us again. Eni Kachai Leimar. Achus Gezer, Ani Hashem Lekechem. When by the Gula see, there will be Ani Hashem Lekechem again. In Golas, it's Hu Elekein Hu Avinu. Eventually, it will be Ani Hashem Lekechem. Ani is the Sefer Shem. Ani is when there's an Es Nigla, and Hu is when there's an Es Nista. So it comes out very beautiful. I hope it's right. The first Nes of Amalek coming the first time, straight after Sefer Shem, that's Parshas Zohar, that was definitely Nes Nigla, wasn't it? It was a Nes Nigla. V'haya kashu yorid Moshe Yodah v'gavah Yisrael, v'chashu yiniach Moshe Yodah v'gavah Amalek, Moshe raises his hands, then Klal Yisrael are winning. When he puts them down, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, v'chiyadav shem Moshe oisus v'chama, shoris v'chama, was the hands of Moshe, did they break the wall? Are they the make it and break it? So the Mishnah says, v'klal v'zman shah Yisrael, mistakim kapimala, mishadim v'slim lavin shah Yisrael, v'chayim v'skabrim. As soon as Klal Yisrael focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they won the war. V'im lav ha'y loiflim. That's nothing short of an ace nigla. It's an open ace. Moshe lifts up his hands and they're winning. Moshe puts down his hands and they're losing. So that was definitely an ace nigla. The second time when they dressed up like Knanim, I think the Mefarshim actually discussed that definitely are those that hold there was an ace nigla. What happens? They dress up. By Yesh B'Menu Shevi, all they managed to take of Klal Yisrael was one shivcha they took. That's all they managed to do. Eina l'shivcha achas, Rashi says. Klal Yisrael, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisrael, you give this nation in our hands, v'achramti, we promise to be makdish to Shalom. And as soon as they say that, v'yishma Hashem v'Klal Yisrael, v'yitnes haknani, it was a miraculous war. It was also Nes Nigla. So the first twice they came was a Nes Nigla. The third time of Purim was Nes Nista. Like we said, there's no obvious miracle involved. It was all woven within the teva. So we say, "Va'adzikna anihu." Don't chas v'shalom think that yes, Amalek came three times. The first time is nigla. Second time is nigla. Third time is nista. Maybe chas v'shalom there's two koiches. Maybe there's two koiches behind it, because here he worked benigla. Here he worked benista. So the pasuk said, "Va'adzikna anihu." You should know anihu. It's all one. Sometimes Hashem is Ani, sometimes Hashem is Hu. It's Ani Hu, it's all the same Kayah. Adzikna Ani Hu. Whether it's an Es Nigla, whether it's an Es Nisa, it's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes Hashem works like this, sometimes Hashem works like that. Adzikna Ani Hu. I said this once to Rav Moshe Arieli in Yerushalayim, he said, Ani Asisi v'Ani Esa, the pasuk continues, I'm the one that did, and I'm the one that's doing now. It's all the same me. It's not Chas v'Shalom, there's two Kayahs. So that's this very beautiful medrash and the Kehelas Yitzchak about the three times Amalek came. Atira utzu eitzav azikna nihu. Time for one more. Then we try and summarize a very nice svar from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He's got a sefer on a Torah called Apirion. He brings connected to Shabbos Zohar as well. Hama made the goyrol hippipur kua goyrol miyom liyom umichodesh lechodesh. And the Gemara says when the goyrol came out to Ador, he was sameach, he was delighted. Why? Zayim was today, right?
Yeah.
So he was delighted. Why was he happy? Because he was sure, it came on Adar. Adar is not a good month for Klal Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar. What was his mistake? His mistake was that he was also born. He died on his birthday. The Gemara says, Sadiq HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malesh Yimei Rosh Hashem. He was 120 years exactly, old exactly. So that was Haman's mistake. He was happy. He was happy Moshe Rabbeinu died. But Masi was born on that day as well. So, Rav Shlomo Gantzfried, the Apirion HaTorah, he says, so what? He was born. But the Maaseh, he died as well. So Gemara says he didn't realize Moshe Rabbeinu was born on that day. Okay, he was born on that day. Why does that take away from his happiness? The Maaseh died on that day. He was born on that day, but he died on that day as well. So the fact he was born that day doesn't take away from the fact he died on that day. If he died on that day, then it's not a good chodesh for Kali Shor. So he says, really, we know the answer to that. We know the answer to that because Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, G'dayin tzadikim b'misosam yosim b'mechayim. A tzaddik when he's nifter is not going down, it's going up. The misa of a tzaddik is an aliyah till he died, till Moshe Rabbeinu died, he was stuck in the mazer with gashmi stick of things, and then he was nisala when he was nifter. So really, his misa was also the fact that he died. Homer made this mistake. Homer thought he died, and he taka died. He was right that he died, but the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu died wasn't a bad simon for Klal Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu's death was actually an aliyah. Homondik thought that if Moshe Rabbeinu died, there must be a reader. But the evidence was that even the fact that he died on that day was an aliyah, because Mitzvah Sadikim is an aliyah. And the biggest raya for that, says Rav Shlomo Gantrud, is that he was nifter on his birthday. He says, Homon should have realized that the Mitzvah of Moshe Rabbeinu was not a reader, only an aliyah, and he should have proven it from his own grandfather Amalek. The Gemara brings a famous Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the person on his, he says, Amalek on the day of his, Amalek, when he went to war with Klal Yisrael after he sees the Shalom, he took with his generals were people who had their birthday that day. Because he knew that the mazel of a person on his birthday is a strong mazel, it's Barum HaMailas. So Amalek thought he would take people who've got birthday that day, and that way they'll definitely win the war because the mazel of his generals would be at its best. And he brings, that's why the Medrash Tacha says in Beshalach, it says Vayachlosh es Amalek. They managed to weaken him. They didn't manage to eliminate him totally because it was Tacha their birthdays. They had somewhat of a Kaya. They didn't manage to get anywhere with Klal Yisrael. It was Vayachlosh. They managed to weaken them. So Haman should have realized this. Amalek knew that people on the birthday are at their best. If Moshe Rabbeinu is nifter on his birthday, it's the biggest simon that the birthday, that his misa must be an aliyah, not a yerida. Because how come he's dying on his birthday? Birthday is supposed to be a day of good mazel. Ein adam noifel, a person won't fall on his birthday. If a person won't fall on his birthday, how come Moshe Rabbeinu is going to fall on his birthday? Must be that he didn't fall. His misa was really an aliyah. So he was Sameach because he looked at the Misa. We know Moshe Rabbeinu was born that day, and the fact that he was born that day is a raya, that even the fact that he died that day is not a reader, because Ein Adam Noifel, a person on his birthday, it's a day of his good mazel. Elamai, Moshe Rabbeinu died that day, it's taka not a reader. It was an aliyah for Moshe Rabbeinu. Like we know, Moshe Rabbeinu's Misa was taka aliyah. So Haman was mistaken. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has got a sefer, Pirin Anatayr. So just to summarize, we started off with the idea of Baruch Matkai Yehudi. The Yehudi doesn't describe who he was, it represents what he did. Matkai Tzadik wasn't embarrassed of being a Yid, he behaved like a Yid, Kol HaKofa B'Avedizor HaMikri Yehudi. He said about the Chazanish, he was a Yid, and the Goyim know that we're Yidin, the Goyim expect, and the Goyim will treat us better, Fakir, the more we behave like Yidin. So that eventually brought the Geula. So it was Araham and Ashavikish La'Abdi. What did Malchut do? Malchut did that he was a Yid. Then we spoke about the three Psukim, which are respectively Altim Pachat Pisaim, Utzeitz of Sufa Vazikananihu. So the three Psukim refer that Malchut was happy when he heard it from the children. Homer got even angrier. And the Kedesh Yitzchak says these three psukim refer to the three times Amalek came. I don't know what to do with your kasha, but I can put the three times Amalek came. They came straight after Mitzrayim. He came dressed up as Kananim, sorry, speaking like Kananim, and eventually the story of Haman. So the first time is Atim and Pachat Pisaim, because it was the suddenness, Ashakach of Aderech, and they, it was unexpected for them to come. Atim and Pachat Pisaim, don't worry about that. Then there was the Utzeitz of a Sufa. Whatever Eitzah they do, it will be Sufa, it will be abolished. That's the time where they made this plan to speak like Nan in the third time with Aziknan Yehu, because we said that Elikim Kla Hiskin, their gods are already old, so we say about Aziknan Yehu, and we added this point of Anihu, that even though the first one was definitely Benigla, the second one, many Mepharshim learn, was also Nes Nigla, the third time was a Nes Nista, there's no open miracle in the whole story of Purim. So that's Vadzikna Anihu. Chas v'sham is not two koiches. It's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Asisiv, Ani Esa. The first twice, the third time. Sometimes Hashem works this way, sometimes that way. We finished off with the Vart of Shlomo Gantry, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Haman, who was made a mistake by being happy about Chodesh Adar, although Lemaisa Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta in Chodesh Adar, so why was Haman wrong? The answer is he was wrong because he was Nifta on his birthday. It's the biggest simon he was wrong. Like Amalek took the generals to be people who was their birthdays that day, because a person doesn't fall on his birthday. So too, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta on his birthday, how much should have learned from his grandfather Amalek? That's the biggest raya, that even Mises Moshe is not Yerida. Because he was Nifta on his birthday, Mitzvah Shem Moshe Mizoicha, that Chodesh Baruch should make Nisim, just like he made Bayom Mahem, he should do us Nisim, Bazman Azeh.
Thank you.